Emails, laundry, groceries, the list goes on. There's a lot that's on your to-do list. But what should be at the top? The answer is you. This year, put yourself first with the help of Dipsy. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories. And now they even have brand new written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life, anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from, and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And they also have wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/erotic. dipsystories.com/erotic. The instant Nadia stepped through the door, Allison was stunned. The 30-year-old woman had come to the spa for a massage, expecting nothing but to feel relaxed by the time she left. Now that she had seen what her masseuse looked like, well, her thoughts suddenly turned to naughtier corners of her mind. Nadia was tall and statuesque, and Allison was certain she belonged on a runway rather than at a spa. Her hair was long, black, and smooth, cascading down her small back neatly. She was wearing the white uniform every masseuse in the spa was required to, but on her incredible body, it looked amazing. Her eyes were a bright shade of green, and Allison felt like they were staring deep into her soul. "Good morning, Allison," Nadia spoke, and her voice was as smooth as silk. "Are you ready for your massage?" Allison was wearing nothing but a towel and her panties underneath, as she had been instructed every time she came over to the spa for a massage. She had never felt this naked, this exposed. She was a beautiful woman in her 30s, curvaceous and feminine, her breasts full, yet perky. Much to her dismay, she noticed her nipples were growing erect with arousal. "Stop that. This is just a massage," she admonished herself. And out loud she said, "Hi, yes, thank you. I've never seen you working here before." "I was hired last week. I've been told you're a regular customer. I hope you don't mind changing your regular masseuse." "Not at all," Allison squealed all too suddenly, promptly blushing and looking away. "Good. Now you can remove your towel and lay down so we can begin," Nadia whispered softly. And oh, Allison would have done anything else she told her to. As the blonde client removed her towel, Nadia's gaze rolled down those gorgeous curves, a sensual smile spreading across her full lips. "You are truly gorgeous, Allison. I hope you don't mind me saying so." "Oh," Allison gasped, flushing even further. "Well, thank you. You are stunning too. I mean, you..." She coughed loudly and laid down, feeling so foolish. But Nadia's touch was gentle and firm at the same time, reassuring her everything was okay. The massage started like usual, untying knots on Allison's back, helping her relax bit by bit. But those long, limber fingers seemed to be caressing at her back with something else after a while, something Allison recognized as desire. "Don't be ridiculous," she told herself. "Nadia's just doing her job." But by the time those limber hands reached Allison's firm, round ass, there was no question the massage was unlike anything she had ever received before at the spa. Nadia was pressing her fingers sensually against Allison's skin, an intimate sort of touch that left little doubt as to what her intentions were. She massaged Allison's thighs playfully, slipping closer and closer to her pussy with each new looping motion. Allison bit her lower lip softly, wondering if this was truly going to happen. She wanted it so badly, and figured Nadia was silently testing the waters. Allison slid her legs further apart, giving Nadia easy access to her opening. That was all the hint Nadia needed to turn the massage into something new, something exciting and enticing. "You are stunning, Allison," Nadia whispered, and with that sexy accent that became more noticeable when she was aroused, her hands rolled up Allison's thick thighs, massaging so close to that moist pussy, she could feel its heat against her fingertips. "I'm going to make you see heaven, believe me." "Oh, Nadia," Allison gasped dreamily as Nadia's fingers finally reached their ultimate destination. The way she caressed and stimulated her clit, using knowledge of massaging techniques in ways Allison never imagined were even possible. She was quivering all over before long, her engorged clit so hot it felt like lava was being poured on her. Nadia kept on rushing her fingers over it, stimulating that little button of pleasure with limber, soft fingers. "Turn around, beautiful. I'll make you see the stars," Nadia instructed. And Allison obeyed at once, wanting to experience everything Nadia had to offer. "I've never been touched this way before, Nadia," Allison moaned, as the sexy tall masseuse continued to work her way up and down the curvaceous blonde's body. Her breasts, her stomach, her long legs, all being worked in a way that left Allison breathless. Her boobs heaved up and down with each troubled breath, and when Nadia pinched her erect, pink nipples, Allison had to bite her lower lip as hard as she could to avoid a loud moan from escaping her throat. It was one thing to let out small moans and gasps, as those were expected during a massage, and no one would come knocking to see if everything was okay, but the moans that threatened to fill the air would be a high-pitched and delirious with pleasure. Nadia's hands rushed up and down Allison's curvaceous body, over and over again, discovering every corner, massaging every muscle. She played with her client's tits, and that soaked, hot pussy like no other lover had before. Allison had to place her own hand on top of her lips to muffle down the feverish moans escaping her lips one after another. "Does that feel good, Allison?" Nadia purred seductively, pinching at her nipples once more, flickering those erect little rocks from side to side. "Do you like the way I touch you? Say it." "I love it. I can't get enough of it. Please, please don't stop. I'm so close, so close," Allison hissed back, feeling herself a moment or two away from reaching a powerful orgasm. But Nadia shook her head, smirking sensually. "Oh no, not yet. Have you ever heard about tantric sex? It's about holding back, embracing pleasure, letting it burn over and over again. I'm going to let you come, but not yet. Nowhere near yet." And Nadia made good on her promise. Every time Allison's body tensed and quivered, particularly intensely, whenever her clit tensed against her fingers, Nadia would slow down, continuing the massage with a gentler touch, caressing Allison's thighs and stomach instead of her breasts and pussy. "Please," Allison whispered over and over again, almost as a mantra. "Please, I'm so close. I want to come so badly." "Not yet," Nadia whispered back, clearly enjoying stretching out these intense feelings as long as she possibly could. By the time their session was about to come to an end, Allison's curvy body was covered in a thin layer of sweat her pussy drenched with her own arousal, and her juices had created a small pool between her thighs. She was quivering from head to toe, every muscle in her body tensed and ready for action. She needed an orgasm almost as badly as she needed to breathe, and her heavy breathing made it all too clear. "Please," she whispered one last time. And that was when Nadia finally gave her client what she needed. Her fingers worked against Allison's clit and her breasts with such exquisite passion and limberness that it took the blonde naked woman merely an instant to reach that long-awaited explosion. Allison came harder than she ever had before in her life and bit into the palm of her hand to muffle the desperate moans of relief and pleasure. She arched her back so high that if Nadia hadn't placed a protective hand on her belly, she would have probably fallen right off the massage table. Her pussy quivered maddeningly, and for the first time in her life, Allison actually squirted, her juices flying lewdly forward. It took her a long time to compose herself, twitching all over and breathing heavily until the waves of that mind-blowing orgasm finally dissipated completely. "Well, that was a delightful experience," Nadia purred, covering her client with a warm towel. "Take your time to recover and clean yourself up before leaving. There's no rush. I hope you'll ask for me next time you come into the spa." "Oh, I will," Allison replied at once, still basking in the aftermath of her orgasm. "Maybe next time I'll get to see you naked as well?" she asked hopefully, and Nadia smirked sensually. "Maybe. We'll have to wait and see, won't we?" the masseuse replied before leaving the room, a playful smirk dancing on those full lips. Allison knew she'd be coming back the following week, if not earlier. That had been the best massage session of her entire life.